Mandy
Hello, Katie.
and Honey. She, I've
And honey.
been gone most of the day today, so she's very clingy. She's in my lap. Normally, she'll just ignore me and sleep. She sleeps through my sermon practices and she sleeps through the podcast usually, but today she's all up in my business.
She's glad you're home.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Well, I don't have a lot going on. I did, you know what I did do? I did go up to Macon to the Methodist Children's Home Foundation shindig. And while I was there, I went to Creeders. And of course, I, bought things as I tend to do. And
Yeah.
then that was fun. And then, the guy that the movie The Rookie was based on. Do you remember that movie with Dennis Quaid? It was about baseball, about a coach
I
that
know I've
bet.
heard people talk about it, but I don't remember
Yeah.
it.
So the story is the coach bet his players that if they went to the, I don't know, regional something or other tournament, I don't know what they call it. They're in Texas, so anyway, that he would try out for the majors. He had played when
Okay.
he was younger, but had an injury on his shoulder and was told he would never pitch again and never play again. Well, fast forward to this little team and they win. And he goes and
Yeah.
throws at a major league tryout and throws like 100 miles an hour, not realizing he could do that. And so he ends up in the
Yeah.
majors and he's a rookie at like 40. So anyway, it was really good. He did a good job. He kind of talked a long time. I got a little, bored, but the story was really good. So I thought that was nice. So if you haven't watched The Rookie,
Yeah.
watch The Rookie.
Okay.
Football, Auburn was off. So we didn't play, so that means we didn't lose, which was nice.
Yeah.
I'm starting to worry a little bit about the mental health of Arch Manning.
Bless his heart.
He's not playing well at all, and I don't know if he's just not that good or
Yeah.
if he's just under so much pressure with his last name emblazoned across the back of his
Right.
jersey that he's just got the
Right.
yips. And I worry for the kid, because it is a lot of pressure. I don't know. Have you seen anybody interviewed about it? Like even Kirk Herbstreit, who's been Team Arch this whole time, is like, yeah, I don't know. So I hope that he has a really good team surrounding him that will help him process all this, but he is not playing very well.
Yeah, I was just listening to Katie Nolan's podcast, and they were talking about the fact that he signed a deal with Warby Parker.
Yeah, glasses. Oh, God.
It's a little unfortunate now since he
Yeah, it
can't seem
is.
to find a risk.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bless him. So, anyway, the other thing I've been doing a little bit is listening to this new Taylor Swift album. I am somewhat of a Swiftie. I'm not like a like I don't own t-shirts. I didn't like sell a kidney to go to a concert. I didn't fly halfway around the world to go to a concert. Like that's not gonna be me anyway. But I do, love a good Easter egg and I love a good lyric because, I write for a living. And so it was funny. I was listening to Life of a Showgirl, which is one of her songs, and the lyrics were like, is she writing about being a female pastor? Her name was Kitty, which is, a nickname for Catherine. Made her money being pretty and witty. I mean, it's ironic, the words, if you go listen to it, I'm not gonna read the whole lyric, but if you go listen to it, it talks about, putting on sequins and stuff. And I don't do that, but I put on robes. I have a thing that I wear and I, perform, so to speak. Some people think it's a performance. And when it becomes performative, it becomes toxic. And so it's just really interesting the parallels and the connections I was able to make. I was like, oh, wow. All right. Tell it, Taylor. So, it was just an
Well, that's a sign
interesting.
of good songwriting, good
Yes,
storytelling.
exactly. So, I have enjoyed the album this week. So, there we go.
Yeah, I've read all the takes on it.
Yeah.
I hadn't That was another thing Katie Nolan was just talking about. They were talking about the lyrics to Wood
Yes. Very,
and how
yes.
many euphemisms for
Yes.
penis that she was able to
Yes.
fit in one song.
So I heard she
And I
was
have found
interviewed.
it.
Keep going.
I have found it entertaining how many people our age want to try to be offended
I know,
by
right?
those lyrics.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about you, but I was listening to, NWA and 2 Live Crew and
She's my
Prince.
cherry pie.
Like, come on, y'all.
Come
Get
on,
over
y'all.
yourselves.
Come on, y'all. Well, I heard her interviewed on Jimmy Fallon last night. I haven't seen the full interview, but I saw clips of it. And one thing she said was that started out literally just as a song about superstitions. And she said it quickly turned into something different. But if that is, and those small innuendos, I mean, they're pretty blatant, but like, you're right. Like, we listen to much worse. Come on, Eileen is not talking about Eileen coming with someone to a party. That's not what it's talking about. Like, hello. Come on. And
If
isn't
you
it
don't like it, don't listen
interesting,
to it.
right? Isn't it interesting that it's okay for all these men to sing those lyrics and all these men to objectify women, but the minute it's turned the opposite way, then all of a sudden it's terrible.
Now, do I think it's a little silly? Yeah,
Yeah,
I
of
do,
course.
but
And she does
Do
too.
I think it is scandalous? No, I don't think it's
I
scandalous at
mean,
all.
yeah, no, I mean, it was meant to be a fun album. It's not meant to be a serious anything. And anyway, people just get all, people get offended by just about anything these days. So anyway, but
Yeah.
that's it. That's all I got. I'm very boring. I was asked today, what do you do for fun around there? And I said, well, I mean, I used to be real fun. I used to have a full social calendar. And now my fun is going for a walk around the campground. It's reading a book. Like, I'm so boring.
Nothing wrong with that.
So boring. Nothing at all. But, there's also not a whole lot to do here in this part of the world. So I can be a homebody for a little bit.
I'm aware.
Yeah, you
That's why
really
we used to just drive around in circles.
yep, indeed. Well,
Listen
maybe.
to 2 Live Crew.
Yeah, oh, scandalous. What's going on with you?
Well, I had my mediation on Friday. Successfully settled that part of the case, which
Good.
was huge. But, it's always fun to go. If you've never been involved in a mediation, which I hope most of you all have not, you go. Usually I'm a lawyer, obviously. This time I was one of the parties. And since COVID, probably most of them are done via Zoom these days. Whereas it used to be
Yeah.
that everybody met in one room initially with the mediator, and then each side broke out into separate rooms. And then, hopefully you spend a lot of time hammering out some middle ground. So we got to Tallahassee Thursday afternoon and went to our lawyer's office and met with them Thursday afternoon. Then we all went out to dinner. And then we were back Friday morning. And it's just always fun to be in a different law office, and just sort of see all the different processes that people have. And this was, I clerked for a big firm when I was in law school and thought that was the route I wanted to go, but it literally made me sick. So, like, no, thank you. And so it used to always be very entertaining when we would have a case against a big firm, because you can get what's called, you can get big firmed. It's like a verb. And it's just entertaining to watch them like try to show off. And so we had talked on Thursday afternoon, and my lawyer was talking about how she's going to have some exhibits, which is unusual in the, like, some people don't even like make like an opening statement at mediation. Sometimes you just break right out. But not only was she going to make an opening statement, but she was going to have exhibits. And I was like, listen, I'm gonna need you to simmer down and not be so big firm. Don't be big firming, because other firms are big too. We don't need to big firm each other. And she was laughing. We were laughing about it. And then lo and behold, a Friday morning when she was trying to use her exhibits, the technology wouldn't work. But she just looked at me. She's like, don't say a word. Don't say a word. But anyway, so it was fun. It was nice to have a kitchen full of snacks right there, since we were at it until about 7:30 that night. So, but that was a huge relief. But it sort of took up my weekend, because we didn't get home until Saturday afternoon, and then I was invited to go to dinner. So I couldn't believe I rallied and did it, because other than when I was asleep Thursday night and Friday night, I had only been by myself for about 6 hours by the time Saturday night rolled around. And I was like, is this what it's like to be married? Like, you're just with somebody
The time.
all the time.
Well, so you rallied on many levels. You rallied on, I've been out of town level, I'm just getting home, and you rallied on, I've been peopling.
And I went with the same people, basically. Wendy is the trustee of the trust, and but it was like her birthday's coming up, and the mutual friend we have who had referred her to me was going to, so like I felt like I needed to go. But anyway, oh my Lord. But I did. I rallied, and then I got in the bed and just bed rot on, from Sunday on. And I thought, oh, well, this will be good. I can just watch all the baseball. Well, listen. Okay, so the Cubs played last Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I could not watch the Thursday game because I was in Tallahassee at dinner. They won Tuesday, they lost Wednesday, but then they won Thursday, which means they won the wild card series, and they're moving on through. The next one is the National League Division Championship. And so they're playing the Brewers. And the Brewers are like, the Brewers are not like the Phillies. The Brewers have made the playoffs, but usually the Braves would beat them in the first round. Like, it wouldn't be a big deal. And then the Brewers, I don't even think, made the playoffs for a couple of years. But all of a sudden this year, and the Brewers are like one of the smallest payrolls in baseball, and they won more games than any other team in the major leagues.
Wasn't there a movie
And
about
so, yeah.
Moneyball?
And it's, they don't have like Christian Yelich, who I'm sure y'all have all heard of, is, like their biggest name. They don't have any like big boppers. They don't, but they've won more games than any other team in baseball. So I think the Brewers kind of get discounted. And, the Brewers are like, Milwaukee's an hour and a half from Chicago. Like, they play each other a kabillion times.
I have
I
seen that
think the Cubs
stadiums.
won the season series by like one game. So like the Brewers are just not this big intimidating
No.
force in anybody's mind. Well, they should be.
Yeah, they should be.
Because let me tell you, and then, okay, so here's the other thing. When Dansby got traded to the Cubs, their manager was David Ross. David Ross had been the backup catcher on the 2016 Cubs. He was the guy everybody called him Grandpa Rossi. He's the one, he had already announced that he was retiring after 2016. He had won a World Series with the Red Sox. Like he had played for the Braves. Like he had made the rounds all over Major League Baseball as a backup catcher. When Jason Hayward found out that Rossi was going to retire after that year, Hayward had just signed a big contract with the Cubs, and he upgraded David Ross's room to a suite for every hotel where they stayed that year so that if his family wanted to come travel with him, they could. David Ross was care his last at bat. He hit a home run in game 7 of the World Series. And like his last, after his final game, he was carried off on the shoulders of his teammates. Like storybook ending to his
Love
career,
it.
right? So he was the manager of the Cubs. He was in maybe his second or third year managing, maybe his second year managing of the Cubs when Dansby got traded over there. And so I'm so excited. I love David Ross. He was born in Bainbridge. Went to Florida State, like love David Ross, lives in Tallahassee. So anyway, I was all excited. Well, they fired David Ross only because Craig Counsell, who had previously been the manager of the Brewers and is like lauded as one of the best managers in baseball, Craig Counsell had basically gone on the free agent market as a manager and said, I'm not necessarily re-signing with the Brewers, make me an offer. The Cubs paid him some ungodly amount of money to come manage the Cubs. Okay. Well, I will have to say, I'm not real sure what he's doing because the first game, he pitched Matthew Boyd, who's a great story, like an old guy who's had the season of his career. Made it to the All-Star game for the first time. But towards the end of the season, you could tell he has pitched more innings than he's ever pitched in his career. Like he was getting tired, you could tell. But he gutted it out. He pitched well for the first game of the wild card series. And what does Craig Counsell do? But starts Matthew Boyd on short rest. So the first game, we're the away team, so we are at bat first. Our leadoff batter, Michael Bush, hits a home run, first at bat. Great. Woohoo! Here we go. This is wonderful. So we go to the bottom of the first inning with the lead. Matthew Boyd pitching. Katie, I think they scored 6 runs that inning. He
Stop.
couldn't get the third out to save his life. It was
Why did they
painful.
leave him in so long?
Exactly. So that was the first game. Okay, we stunt, whatever, flush it. Let's move on. So last night, sweet little Shota Imanaga, who I love, but Shota has given up a home run in I think his last 7 starts. And I mean, what do you do? They don't have any. Their best pitcher got hurt. Their best pitcher has a broken rib. Like you only have so many guys that can pitch for you. I get that. You had to start Shota. But top of the first, again, we're the away team, so we start Seiya Suzuki, our other Japanese player, hit a 3-run dinger. We are in great shape. This is awesome. Wonderful. Shota comes out, strikes out the first two batters. Then gives up a single to our old friend William Contreras, who used to play for the Braves. Then gives up a single to Christian Yelich. And then gives up a 3-run dinger to some guy I've never heard of. So we're tied 3-3.
I've never heard of, she
Never
said.
heard of. I mean, never heard of
Yeah,
that guy. So then we noodle along. I think it was maybe in the 5th inning. Old Wild Bill Contreras hits a solo dinger. I mean, crushed it to the second deck, killed that ball. that's when I just turned it off. And apparently, I can't remember now. I think the final score was 6-3, maybe. So we're down 2 games to nothing. Going back to Chicago. I hate baseball. What are we even doing? I hate baseball. In better news, the Dodgers have beat the Phillies twice in Philadelphia.
Oh, good. We like
So they are going back to LA up 2 games. So they only have to win 1 game in LA and it's over. So that's good. Love to see the Phillies go down. The Yankees are also down. We did not love the fact that our buddy Max Fried got shellacked, but he did. He got shellacked. But yeah, so they're down to the Tigers. No, they're not playing the Tigers. They're playing the Blue Jays. I think that's right. I think the Yankees are playing the Blue Jays, and the Tigers and the Seattle Mariners are playing, and they're tied 1 game apiece. But yeah, like baseball, like I hate baseball. Why do I watch baseball? It's just painful.
So this is this. I remember last year we talked a lot about the wild card gap is not necessarily good for the teams that are not in the wild card. So what do we
So
think
that
about
has
that
not
this year?
played
Have
out.
they?
That hadn't played out quite the same this year because the Brewers had a bye and they're ahead. The Blue Jays had a bye and they're ahead 2 games to nothing. The Mariners had a bye and they're 1-1. The only team that's really played out for is the Phillies. And apparently, unless the Braves are in the postseason, the Phillies lose. It's only us that they really they.
And
If we're
since
in
we're
there, they
not
beat
there,
us. So, golly. And they almost
that's
came back. They almost came back in the ninth inning last night, but they didn't. So that hadn't really played out as much this year as it has in previous years. So
just for us is what I'm hearing.
that was kind of going to be the hope with the that was kind of going to be the hope with the Brewers, so they were going to be cold. They were not.
They were
They
not.
scored 6 runs. They scored six
So
runs.
that's a great stadium, by the way. If you, I don't know if you've done a lot of the stadiums, Mandy, but I used to cover Wisconsin when I worked at the Lizard, and it's right there on the lake. I mean, you literally drive north from out of Chicago and you run right into it. It's right at the border. But it's a really cool looking stadium. I wish I had, there's not enough. There wasn't a reason for me to actually stay in Wisconsin because there's not a lot of business in Wisconsin. But if I had, I was going to try to go to a game because it just looked like the coolest stadium. An old one, like a bigger version of Luther Williams in Macon, the brick and the whatever. So, anyway, they do have a neat stadium. That's all I know about them.
Well, so anyway, the Cubs, I mean, they're not out, but if they lose one more game, they're out. But the good news is they're going back to Chicago.
Well, that's good. Maybe home field will
They don't
be.
play today. They'll play again on Wednesday. So,
Well, good. I love your note
yeah.
show notes. It just says, I hate baseball.
I do. I hate baseball.
Hate baseball.
Golly.
It'll break your heart.
Painful. Anyway, so will Katie talk to us about your book?
So I'm reading the new Dan Brown, who wrote, Angels and Demons, all the Robert Langston series that Tom Hanks has turned starred in movies. And I like a good action. I like a good mystery. This one is very intense. It's called The Secret of Secrets. It's actually about human consciousness and artificial intelligence. But it's still got that weird religious, freaky element. And so there is a character called the Gollum. I mean, it's so good. It's very good. If you like those movies and if you like those other books, you will like this one. It is very intense. It is like I can't read much of it at a time because it stresses me out. But it's really good. So I'm enjoying it. So I recommend if you like his books and if you like those movies, I think this is a good book to read. So that's all I got this week. That's all I'm reading.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So one thing I did get to do while we were in Tallahassee
Yeah.
is stop by Trader Joe's.
Yes, lucky
So
duck.
a couple of things from Trader Joe's that I picked up. First of all, the holiday hash is back. And
Okay.
if we remember from last year, the holiday hash is like tiny little cubed up sweet potatoes, red onion, celery.
Not in the frozen section. I thought it
No.
was frozen.
No, it's in the yeah, it's in the produce section. And then it's got like Thanksgiving-y herbs. Like when you bake it, you're like, oh, this smells like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And our buddy Caro Chambers taught us that you put the hash on a sheet pan and bake it for about 10 minutes, and then you add a bag of the frozen rice directly to the sheet pan with whatever protein you want. So, like yesterday for lunch, I've had the hash, added the rice, and 2 pieces of chicken breast. And there you go. It's delicious.
I love it.
Yep. So, holiday hash is back. That's good news. The other thing I picked up was a new thing. It's a cottage cheese ranch dip.
It's a dip. Okay. So I saw this and I
So,
thought, I love cottage cheese. Maybe I just put a little of their ranch seasoning in it. But you're saying
which
this
I
is a
do.
dip. I do the everything
I do
bagel.
that
I've
on the
not done the
regular.
ranch.
But so this, for people who have a
Okay.
problem with like the texture of cottage cheese, this is more blended.
Okay.
So if you have a texture issue with cottage cheese, then you probably would do all right with this.
Okay.
It's delicious.
So I'm going to
Good.
be back up in Atlanta near a Trader Joe's soon.
Okay.
So, Katie will definitely be
Okay.
looking for that.
Yes, highly recommend.
Awesome.
The next thing is a podcast.
I saw this and I was like, talk about
So
spicy.
if you like British humor,
Yes.
you'll love this. It's called
Okay.
My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Come on with it.
I listened to it. I think probably the Pop Culture Happy Hour folks had mentioned it.
Okay.
And I started to listen to it like towards the end, but they've gone back and re-engineered it, and so they're re-releasing it.
Okay.
And it's basically three British friends, and I don't know, I have never figured out if it's actually true, like if this guy's dad really did write this, or if it's all a bit. I've never really figured it out,
Okay.
but it is just the most inane. It now don't listen to it with little ears around, or if you have a husband who is easily scandalized,
Oh,
Birch,
right. Oh,
because
really?
they do like, oh yes,
Okay.
because they do read the
The
porno, and it
porno.
is
Okay.
hysterical.
I
It's
cannot wait.
hysterical. It's about Belinda is the porno's protagonist name, because
What
what
a
sexier name is
terrible
there
porno
than Belinda?
name.
But it
I
is
can't
just
wait.
them. It's the one guy reading his dad's porno and his friends like commenting on it and laughing about it, and it really is hysterical.
I
So
can't wait.
now would be a good time to go back in on that.
Okay.
And then the last thing is just my sister gave me it, basically all my products are things my sister just gets me.
Okay.
She gave some of the Necessaire brand lotion,
Never heard of
and
it.
it's because she was like, oh, Necessaire, I've heard a lot about it. They have all kinds of stuff like
Okay.
body oil and wash and lotion, and
Oh.
I've always heard good things about it, but this is unscented. So she was like, I got this, you want it, it's unscented.
There we go.
And I like it a lot, so I wanted to recommend that. It would make a good gift. I've almost gotten it like a, you know, they'll do like a little gift set around the holidays, and I've almost bought it a couple of times, but I haven't, but I like it. So if you looked at that and thought about it, I would recommend it, especially if you have someone who likes fragrance-free products in your life. So
Love it.
there you go.
Don't you love these tech? I just got a text message asking me if I wanted to sell my 40 acres in Dooley County. I don't own 40
Sure.
acres in Dooley County.
I'll quit claiming them to you. You pay me, I'll quit claiming them to you.
Yeah, I know, right? Those are great. I'm so excited. I cannot wait to try that cottage cheese ranch dip. I think that's gonna be my jam. So this last trip up, because I was coming back, not home, but after I left Atlanta, I was going back to the fundraiser at the Methodist Children's Home. I didn't go to Trader Joe's, very sadly. But this next trip, when I leave, I can stop by Trader Joe's on the way home. So I'm definitely, anything new that you find, send me the recommendation, because I'm going to get my staples and I'm definitely going to get those two things. Awesome.
Okay.
So what are you up to this week, Mandy?
Catching up on all my other work.
Yeah, you have an actual job that you're trying to
Right. Yeah.
do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other, we settled, you know, a big piece of the crazy estate, but
Good.
it's not done. But
Yeah.
it's not done. So, still
It
plenty to
takes
do with that
forever.
too.
Well,
Yeah.
good.
So, what about you? What's happening on your end?
Well, I mean, this is technically hate week. It's Georgia Auburn week, and I hate Georgia. I'm sorry. For all you people that love it, the rudest fans that I've ever encountered in my life, my whole long life have been Georgia fans. And so you have earned your hate week. Do I think we're going to win? Absolutely not. Do I think it could be one of those wild games that we just happen to win because it's at home? Maybe. We've done that a lot where we're not supposed to win and we do at home, but we can't win anything else. Do I think we can beat Vandy this year? No, I do not. So, I don't think we can win the game, but that's all I've heard about. So there we go. So there's that. It's fair week. I would love to go to the fair. My nephew's doing some stuff, but that's a lot of people, frankly. And I don't like people that much. Not crowds of people. And so I'm not sure that that's going to happen. So, that's about it. Just, I am excited. So we are at church this week having the blessing of the animals. And
Fun.
I made them promise not to bring anything that didn't have four legs, like nothing that slithers, nothing with eight legs. Like, don't bring your pet tarantula. No, not doing it. I will bless them from a way, way far away. But I'm excited about that. I'm excited to get to meet the little furry friends of all my people. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Well,
Yeah.
good.
Yep. Well, that's about it. I haven't been fun at all this week. I haven't done anything.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so it's been nice. Been really nice. Anyway, well,
All
Mandy.
right. Well, everybody have a good week.
Yeah, go find your people. And if you're in St. Simons, go to Birch's Bookstore.